Now, an immigration and public health order under a law known as Title 42 is set to expire in about a month. President Biden is not planning to extend it, but that's got some lawmakers of both parties worried about what could happen at the U.S.-Mexico border without it. Rick Sue is a professor of law at the University of North Carolina School of Law. He teaches and writes about local government law, immigration, and federalism. Rick, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be back.
Tell us, first of all, about Title 42. It's something that's been around for a while. What is it and how has it been applied in the last couple of years at the U.S.-Mexico border?
Yeah, so Title 42 is actually a 1944 law about the spread of communicable diseases. It's actually the same law that the CDC used to impose the mask mandate, which, of course, was recently struck down. But the Trump administration in 2020 essentially used a specific provision to prohibit, because of COVID risk, immigrants from coming into this country. And more importantly, because it circumvents immigration law, it would also prevent them from seeking asylum. So it's important to note the law itself doesn't have anything to do with immigration. In fact, it applies to everyone, including citizens. But it has been recently used as an immigration measure. And in fact, kind of trumps our standard immigration process.
And it seems like the biggest effect has been on people who would have been seeking asylum. So what happens differently in that case? Somebody's trying to cross the border, hoping to claim asylum. What has been happening under Title 42 in most of those instances?
Yeah, so since 2020, essentially what has happened is they've been turned back. There is a special deal right now with Mexico. So individuals are coming from that are Mexican or Guatemalan, Honduran, or from El Salvador, they are returned back to Mexico. We actually have a surge now of immigrants from other countries. Those three countries are actually going down a little bit. And those people are taken to custody, but then immediately returned to their country of origin. Often with a flight. But as you noted before, instead of going to apply for the asylum process itself, which has its own procedures, this just circumvents that, and they are sent back to either Mexico or their country of origin.
Do we have a sense of how many people have been affected by this?
Yeah, it's estimated about 1.7 million people have been expelled under Title 42. And in any given month, comes out to be about 50% of individuals that are encountered, including those seeking asylum. There are some exceptions for unaccompanied minors that the Biden administration put in and families or particularly individuals who are particularly vulnerable. But 50% is a large number, especially considering that they're not being expelled for immigration in some ways and immigration law, but under this health-related measure.
Talking to Rick Sue from the University of North Carolina School of Law, looking at this health policy that's been used at the U.S.-Mexico border to prevent many people coming in during COVID. You could join in if you have questions or thoughts on Title 42 at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. So as I mentioned at the start, Rick, this use of Title 42 set, the CDC says, set to expire in about a month. Why is that coming to an end?
Yeah, so in some ways, it makes perfect sense. We're rolling back on COVID restrictions. In fact, Title 42 was about essentially barring people who have a serious danger of introducing a communicable disease into the United States. Given the statistics show that actually it's COVID is higher in the United States than most of the places that these people are coming from, I think it's become incredibly hard, at least to justify under the law, that we're excluding them to prevent the introduction of COVID, given that it's already here. So those, are, I think, are the reasons why they want to remove it. In some ways, it's just gone well beyond, I think, what the law allows at this particular point.
There's concern from Republican critics of President Biden, but also from Democratic allies who are worried that the expiration of this use of Title 42 is potentially going to bring a lot of people showing up at the border hoping to claim asylum. What are some of the possible consequences you're looking at?
Yeah, so it does show that in some ways, despite the fact that Title 42 is about COVID and about communicable diseases, that it's really become quite useful as a immigration exclusion tool. In fact, a way of getting immigration reform, if you will, without actually going through Congress and doing immigration reform, given that it suspends asylum. There are some estimates that there would be more people seeking asylum if Title 42 does not prevent them from doing so. Now, whether or not that's a problem depends on how you see immigration, because seeking asylum, of course, is a legal process under our immigration laws. But certainly for a lot of individuals that want to get rid of asylum or severely limit it, which was, of course, the goal of the Trump administration, that was seen as a negative. So therefore, the likelihood that taking out Title 42 and going through the normal immigration process would increase people seeking asylum is then seen as a potential problem. But it does show that the politics of immigration right now seems to be against not only immigrants, but also people seeking asylum.
There are logistical concerns, too. I mean, I've talked to other guests about an asylum backlog, a lot of immigration court backlogs going on right now. If one day Title 42 is being used in this way, the next day it isn't, that could lead to a bigger caseload for people involved in these processes. Are we ready for that?
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially the question that's being asked right now. The only sort of issue coming out of that is whether or not the Biden administration can provide enough assurances to satisfy everyone. So the Biden administration has announced that they have been making plans, that they are anticipating that there would be a surge in asylum processing, and that a more detailed plan would be rolled out soon. And certainly a lot of this would be with regard to essentially detention capacity, certainly COVID mitigation processes, but also sort of individuals that would be released into the country awaiting asylum proceedings. I think the problem here is how that process is seen, because certainly a success from one perspective, which is the efficient or sort of normal operation of the asylum process, will certainly be cast as a negative from the opposite side of the aisle in this particular case. Most likely that these individuals will be applying for asylum and that many of them may be released into the country pending their hearing. And that would be seen as essentially the negative. So essentially, it's really a debate about asylum policy and the asylum process, and less so about the medical and health concerns under Title 42.
This is, of course, an election year. There's been some attention on swing state Democrats running for election or re-election in the Senate, worried that an increase in the number of people seeking asylum and overload in the system could have a political impact this year. How big a factor do you see that being in how this law gets applied and talked about?
Yeah, I think the fact that asylum is seen as a big concern sort of reflects in some ways the political climate we're in right now. And I think Democrats are realizing that. The problem, I think, is in some ways the Biden administration's in a little bit of a lose-lose situation. If they repeal Title 42 and there is any increase in the encounters at the border, and it could be increases that just has to do with weather, right? Not necessarily the repeal of 42, it'll be blamed on the repeal. And even if the process is working out exactly the way they had planned, the way it's working out, the applying for asylum will be cast as a negative. But even they keep Title 42, I think their Biden administration is going to get attacked from the left. There might still be a surge, because one thing that Title 42 has done is, because there's no immigration consequences to exclusion, a lot of people just try to come back over and over again, therefore increasing the encounter counts. Not to mention that this essentially then continues to suspend asylum in a way that is increasingly disconnected from the health-related reason for this particular measure. So it really is seemingly effectuating immigration reform in a way that doesn't actually require any congressional action and giving the GOP a win in that. So I think Biden is in a very difficult position with this.
Is the use of Title 42 in this way, again, a health regulation being used as a border regulation, is it an on-off switch? Is there some sort of like graduated exit from it that would be possible?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, it's within the discretion and supposed to be connected to, again, the danger of the communicable disease. So it should expire. But of course, there is some complication with regard to a litigation, a lawsuit that is coming in that will then try to keep Title 42 on. Not to mention the fact that if we get into this precedent, which again, Title 42 has not been used as an immigration measure. But if this remains, and this remains for a long time, or many of the bills that are coming out to continue Title 42, this may be sort of a backdoor to dealing with immigration reform without really talking about immigration by itself. Not to mention the fact that Title 42 has actually been ruled by a court recently to not grant the administration that much powers over the mask mandate. So we're in the strange position where, on the one hand, we say Title 42 shouldn't really justify all these COVID restrictions, but on the other hand, saying that, well, it certainly can be used as a backdoor to do immigration exclusion.
Talking to law professor Rick Sue about this Title 42, a health measure being used to block asylum claims at the U.S.-Mexico border. Let's bring out a caller at 800-642-1234. Tim is with us in Hollandale. Tim, hi.
Hi. I'm actually dealing with the immigration system right now. I'm trying to immigrate my wife over here from England. And I guess my question is Americans trying to immigrate people from out of country? Are we in the same line as these people trying to immigrate in from the southern border?
Tim, interesting question, Rick.
Yeah, so two components to that question. So with regard to the immigration quotas that allow people in, there are different lines. So most of these individuals that are coming in through the southern border are seeking asylum. So that's in a different queue, that's a different system, and of course they have to prove their case. And the fact is, most people do not prove their case. So many of them have at least their day in court, but they are sort of removed. With regard to, at least it sounds like in this case, that would be in the family-based immigration system, which has a different line. So I know we like to talk about lines, but there's really different quotas and different systems, and they don't necessarily take away from one or the other. One thing that is interesting, though, is the application of Title 42. And I think one of the complaints about it is that it's always been selectively applied. So even though it's about COVID and about COVID risk, it's really being applied in some ways to people from certain countries and not others. And in fact, we're going to see this come up because right now there's an exemption from Title 42 for Ukrainian asylum applicants, but that's going to expire at the end of this week. So we'll see whether or not people are still really committed to the health-related concerns or whether or not this is really a selective means of allowing certain people in and not others.
Tim, thanks for that call. Rick, at the heart of this is, I think, that Congress has talked about significant immigration reform, significant immigration change for 20, 30 years or so. Not much came out of that. So we end up with a situation where executive orders are used, or authorities like Title 42 are used, flipped back and forth, maybe between a Democrat or a Republican in the White House. We're kind of just kludging our way through this system.
Yeah, I think you're definitely right. And I think the problem now isn't that we can't come to some sort of immigration compromise, but there seems to be actually very little political will to actually get to a compromise. I think immigration has become so useful as a political tool for winning elections that in some ways doing nothing about it seems to be what everyone wants so they can continue to hammer each other with it. Because actually getting down to the business of dealing with the system then raises really important questions about, do we still believe in asylum or our international obligations with regard to that? What kind of immigrants do we need? Especially now with essentially a labor shortage, you know, we should be thinking about immigration in a different way. But no one seems to be interested in having those conversations. And in some ways, I think one thing that came out of, to be fair, both Obama and the Trump administration is these creative uses of all these different areas of the law to essentially implement immigration policy. And I think in some ways, many political actors are seeing that as much more of a flexible way to deal with it and maybe more politically advantageous than actually getting down to the serious business of lawmaking.
So here we are counting down to the expected expiration of this Title 42 order. We've got Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas meeting with other leaders from Western countries about getting help with managing migrants, trying to work with Mexico, Central America, other countries. Is there much opportunity to help smooth out this situation by cooperating with other countries involved?
Yeah, I think that's definitely the goal in some ways, because what we're dealing with here is not necessarily how our system works, but essentially decisions that are outside of our control, which is individuals seeking to come to the border and seek relief there. So one thing that is interesting is I had mentioned before that Title 42 will be reintroduced to Ukrainian asylum applicants. Well, the reason they're doing that is because they want to redirect them to a different system in which they would apply for asylum from Europe instead of showing up at the southern border. So in some ways, that's the dream that essentially many administrations have wanted to do with regard to individuals arriving in the southern border. So maybe if we see this, you know, process, this uniting for Ukrainian program, if that ends up working out, that might be a good model for how we might handle these other issues with regard to countries in the southern border.
So just briefly, could that mean someone in Central America under that kind of system could apply for asylum from their home country instead of trying to cross the southern border?
Yeah, I think that's the goal, and that's been talked about for many years. Now, there are challenges, right? So getting a country to agree for its own citizens to apply for asylum based on some sort of danger of that country, that's hard, right? It's hard to get a country to sort of allow that to happen. Let's say applying at the sort of embassy or something like that. It's easier for Ukraine because they're applying in Europe. They're outside Ukraine at that particular point. But certainly, I think that's the goal because there is a lot of danger and risk to making the journey to the southern border, besides the administrative cost, if you will, to the United States. But setting that up, getting cooperation, I think that's going to be a difficult process. And they've been trying it. But certainly, whether or not that gets some sort of fruition is going to be up to time and some good diplomacy.
Rick, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
That's Rick Hsu, professor of law at the University of North Carolina School of Law, joining us for a look at the upcoming expected expiration of a public health and immigration order called Title 42 and what it means at the U.S. southern border.